Welcome back to Writing for Ministry. This is Lesson 10, Editing, or what I like to call cut, cut, and then cut some more. I'm not going to review all the earlier steps we took to get where we are, but at this point, you should have a solid first draft of your work, and you should have gotten feedback on it from a group of people that you trust. Now we're going to ask ourselves, what do we do with this feedback to make our writing better? How do we know what advice to take and what to ignore? What do we do when we get advice from two different people that's contradictory? But before we answer that question, we have to ask ourselves another question. How much time and effort should we put into this? It's easy to get caught up in spending hours and hours crafting and editing and tweaking and trying to make things just perfect. But if you're crafting a tweet or a post to Facebook and you're spending hours doing it, then you may be overdoing it. But if you're writing an article that's going to be published in a magazine, you are going to want to put in a little more time. But the good thing is that as you write more, not only will you write better, but you'll write faster. And you'll develop a sense of how much time it takes you to write something and how worth it might be for you to spend more time on any given project. It's a kind of return on your investment of time and energy. If you're early in your writing career, it might be worth a lot of time for a very little return. But once you are regularly writing and publishing, and believe me, you will because I believe in it, your calculation is going to change. But I mention this because it's important to remember, do not shoot off your first draft of your work. Don't strive for some unattainable perfection, especially if not many people are going to actually read it. Okay, we could go on and on about that, but let's get back to the lesson at hand, editing. So you've gotten all this feedback. Now, there are several different ways to edit. You can edit for style, which is editing to make sure the tone of the piece matches the tone of the publication. If the publication has a casual tone, you want to be writing in a casual tone. If it has almost fun and breezy, then you want to be fun and breezy. Second, there's editing for details. This could be called copy editing. This is where you look through to make sure your footnotes, your punctuation, your grammar, your margins, your font, those are all in place. So you can go do a whole pass through your work just looking for these things. So these are all different edits or kind of think of them as times you can read through. So the first one you can read through all for style. The second you're going to read through just looking for grammar. Then there's editing for structure and argument. Do the pieces fit together? Have you done what you said you were going to do? Can you make your case stronger? Are all the pieces there? Then there's narrative editing. Does the structure work? Is there movement from the beginning all the way through the piece to the end? So you could read it just with your eyes trained on that, looking for that. Is it believable? So I can't cover all those in depth here, but you think you understand. So every time you sit down to edit, you're going to say, okay, what am I editing for? You don't just start at the beginning and read all the way through. You say, okay, this time I'm going to read it through for punctuation. I'm not going to worry about the style or the structure or the tone of the voice, just punctuation. And then you set it aside and then you go through it again and you look for style and grammar. Or, I'm sorry, style or structure. So I'm going to give you a few simple steps that you can use to take your solid first draft into a good second draft, and then your good second draft into a great final draft. Step one, walk away and try to get fresh eyes. You sometimes get so close to your work that you don't see what's going on. Give yourself at least a few days to forget about the work and then come to it with new eyes. You will be amazed at the things that you see differently. There will be pieces that you think, oh, I didn't think this was quite that good, but it's actually pretty good. And there will also be, of course, pieces that you think, oh, I thought this was better. Step two, outline your work. I like to, whenever I get a piece to edit, the first thing I do is I think in terms of paragraphs. And if I have a hard copy, I'm going to take a highlighter, and I'm going to highlight the most important sentence of the paragraph. If I can't find that important that sentence, then we probably have too many thoughts in a single paragraph. What I like to do is if I can find that sentence, I try to move it to the first sentence of the paragraph, and then everything under there justifies that sentence, makes the case for that sentence. This is what, if you remember back, maybe you're not so distant, when I was in high school, this is what we called the thesis sentence. Every paragraph needs to have a thesis sentence. Usually it's at the beginning, the first sentence, sometimes it's the last sentence. I like to, as my default, make it the first sentence because I think your writing will be stronger. So that can be done in an outline. So you just take that topic sentence, that first sentence of every paragraph, and maybe if you're working on a computer, I like to black out the rest, highlight it all, and instead of highlighting it in yellow or red, you highlight it in black. And you should be able to read through your argument, if this is a nonfiction piece, read through your argument, and it should still make sense because you're reading the first sentence of each paragraph. Step 3, cut. Mark Twain, and I think he stole it from someone else, said, "I don't have time to write you a short letter, so I wrote you a long one." I know it's probably taken you a long time. You've poured yourself into this. But here's the secret. Everything gets better when it's shorter. Because you know what? You know where the weak points are in your writing. And if you cut them out and see what happens. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to cut. If you need to write again and write some more, the words will be there. You have to trust yourself. You can cut out the weak points and pour in some better stuff. You can always add them back in later. Save your drafts, please. Save your drafts. Do it often. Step 4, read it out loud. You can even read your work to someone. That is a great practice. You should do it almost every time with everything you read. As you're reading, you'll notice things. You'll notice rhythms in the writing that you didn't notice before. Now, there's a difference between writing for the ear, which is a sermon or a speech, and writing for the eye, which is an article or a novel or something written. So you, being able to navigate those things is important. But reading even your written work that's not going to be read orally, reading it out loud is an excellent practice. And step 5, mind the details. Sometimes it helps to read your work backwards, not word by word, but maybe paragraph by paragraph or section by section. So you're not so worried about how you sound when you want to be in the details. You want to make sure that you have commas, paragraphs, question, all your punctuation is set, all your footnotes are accurately cited. And going backwards through your work, just it kind of gives you a different perspective. You don't get so caught up in moving on to the next section. So that's a great little tip, but mind the details. Okay, so here's your assignment for this week, is to follow these steps and edit your work. Get fresh eyes, outline your work, cut maybe 10 to 15%. So you can highlight your document, get the word count, and say, okay, I've got to cut off, where is that 10%? Where is that 15% of words? If I have 1,000 words, I got to cut out 150 words. What of those words am I going to do? And you're going to find it's going to get better. So read it out loud to someone, and after you've done that, you should have a piece of writing that you can really, really be proud of. I think you're going to see a difference between the first draft you did and the second draft. And if you repeat this process again, you'll get a really solid third draft. You've walked through a process now of writing from beginning to end. I really appreciate you taking the time to go through the diagram and the mind map and the brainstorm and the free write and going through all these steps. If you have followed along and not just whizzed through to get an idea, if you followed along, you're going to have an excellent piece of writing. And you're going to have a process, which I hope, it's really my genuine hope, that you can take this process and move out into the world and repeat it with other things that you write and you get better at it. Our next lesson, we're going to shift gears only slightly, and we're going to talk about publishing our work and then promoting it to the readership that we want to reach. Let's write.